Today is Sunday, March 17th, the Sabbath day, set aside as the Lord instructed for sacred rest. As I enter prayer now, I lift up my chin to Christ who comes. I remember this day that Jesus promises to return in the very way we saw him go, not as suffering servant, but triumphant king. When he comes, heaven will blanket the earth, a feast table will be set for his people, and I will fully, finally be satisfied and enter into an uninterrupted, eternal rest. King Jesus, on this Sabbath day, let me know your promised delight, joy, and rest. Within the rabbinical tradition, Sabbath is a day set aside for praise and gratitude, but not intercession. Why not? Why wouldn't we pray prayers of good request and contending for others today? Because the Sabbath is a day of sacred rest, a rehearsal for eternal sacred rest, when we will be without want, our friends without need, and our world without corruption. We taste eternity in time by savoring God's already given blessings, even as we await his return. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I imaginatively skip ahead in the story, remembering Jesus of the resurrection. We fast now, but a feast is coming with Resurrection Sunday. Let this Sabbath day tune my appetite and anticipation for that day. And may I praise you from the deepest place within me now, as the God both of fasting and of feasting, formation and freedom. Surprise me with your manifest presence in the course of my ordinary life today, as you did those bewildered disciples hiding away in the upper room.
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?
In the ordinary monotony, frantic buzz, and occasionally tragic chaos I live within, I'm prone to forget. This ancient impulse to forget God's faithfulness in the face of each new fear, I've inherited it from my spiritual ancestors all the way from the beginning. Sabbath is a day for remembering that which I'm most prone to forget, God's benefits. The big and small ways I've known his presence this week, the inexhaustible mercy through which he covers my shame, the healing that he offers through miracle and suffering, even removing the sting of death itself. Father, I savor your benefits now, recalling the ways I've known your presence this week, the mercy I can freely throw myself on even now, and the sure promises I await patiently. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
I am a creature of desire. On the Sabbath day, the desire for rest and delight and replenishment is and should be awakened. I am prone, though, like Adam and Eve, to reach to satisfy my deep desires by my own means, forfeiting the unsearchable depths of joy for pleasure and its diminishing returns. At the Last Supper, Jesus replaced Adam and Eve's grasping for the fruit with a better image, open hands to receive the bread and cup. What I want most, I cannot take, only receive. I do not diminish my desire today, Lord. I awaken it, but neither do I grasp to gratify it. I open my hands to receive. Satisfy my desires with good things. Lord, I boldly name before you now what I desire most today. I will trust that you can set a table for me, and I want to taste of your heavenly banquet today. Feasting from your table restores my soul and renews my youth. Now, as I enter this day of rest, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now, with the sun's rising. Amen.